Good morning. It's Monday, December 22nd, and here is the WSIU Almanac. Today, in 1990, former electrician at the Lenin shipyard, Lech Wałęsa, was sworn in as the president of Poland. And today, in 1882, Edward Johnson was born. Who was he? Well, he was one of the friends of Thomas Edison, and he is credited with creating the first string of Christmas tree lights. The United States Forest Service has announced their lineup for fee-free days in 2015, with the first one being on Martin Luther King Day, January 19th. In southern Illinois, the popular campgrounds included are Garden of the Gods, Pounds Hollow, Johnson Creek, and Pine Hills. If you're into trains, the Cape Girardeau Public Library has a display of model trains from well-known modeler Henry Graham, and it's going on this Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you're not looking forward to climbing back into the attic after Christmas and storing those lights, the Jackson County Health Department can help. Carrie Gale is the recycling coordinator.
Jackson County Health Department has an electronics recycling program, and we accept holiday lights through that program year-round. Right now through the holidays, we have some additional drop-offs that are open through January 10th at Jackson County Health Department, the City of Murfreesboro, Carbondale Public Library, and Southern Recycling. We accept all sorts of different types of lights, the mini lights, rope lights, LEDs. Also, we take extension cords of any length. We would ask that residents remove any tinsel or garland or other decorative material from the lights before they are dropped off for recycling.
And that's the Almanac for Monday, December 22nd on WSIU Radio, powered by you.